I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto Mayor John Tory is endorsing a report that recommends making Cafe Teo permanent, meaning ongoing support for local restaurants by expanding outdoor dining opportunities on streets and sidewalks.
I'm also looking forward to the council vote this week on Cafe Teo. Cafe Teo has been one of our most successful pandemic relief programs. It has positively impacted our city and many of the hospitality businesses that call Toronto home, together with all the jobs that they represent. We turned parking spaces across the city into much needed patios, which generated desperately needed revenues for hard hit restaurants. People loved it. It created a different look and feel for our city, something I want to see us keep in future years when the pandemic is hopefully distant memory. Over the last 2 years, the Cafe Teo program has grown in success, in participation, and in popularity. It's helped hundreds and hundreds of restaurants stay open, help them to generate revenue, and to protect jobs through the pandemic. I think the vast majority of council understand the value of the Cafe Teo program and the support that it has provided to local businesses. This is a good program for restaurants, for residents, and for neighborhoods. I am committed to making sure that it continues, and I am confident that the council shares that commitment. I welcome the city staff recommendations that will make this program even better for next year. The program itself adds up to around $5 million in support for the restaurant industry and for our Main Street businesses. This includes waiving all application, transfer, and permit fees for Cafe Teo installations next year. That by itself is a total of $1.2 million in relief. The report also recommends a new streamlined registration process for Cafe Teo in 2022 that will require restaurant operators to apply only once for year-round expanded sidewalk cafes. This is good news for business owners who need certainty around the program so that they can make sound business decisions for the future, because many of them continue to have to dig out from the damage done by the pandemic. This is also good news for residents who enjoyed these patios and cafes and want to see them continue and see a vibrant restaurant industry across the city. Cafe Teo will be back in 2022, and the work will be done on a permanent initiative, including analysis of all of the different impacts and effects that the program has had. We're collecting a lot of information, which will be carefully analyzed in order to help us make the best permanent program we possibly can.
Cafe Teo was initially launched at the height of the pandemic in 2020 to allow restaurants to set up dining services outside when indoor accommodation was prohibited by Toronto Public Health recommendations. Tory said, quote, "Cafe Teo has been one of our most successful pandemic relief programs. It has positively impacted our city, and it has positively impacted hospitality businesses that call Toronto home. And that is because we made the decision, as simple as it may be, to turn parking spaces into patios." End quote. The program expanded during the city's patio seasons in the spring and summer months, and continues to boast high turnouts. Cafe Teo is supporting more than 1,200 restaurants in 2021, including 940 restaurants with curb lane closures, according to a recent press release. Approximately 500 restaurants citywide already carry a permanent permit for a sidewalk patio, and in 2021, 429 restaurants opened a new or expanded an existing sidewalk cafe through Cafe Teo. More details to follow. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.